to the greatest celebration of our faith. You ought to make the devil mad this morning. By the way you shout and the way you pray. This is the one celebration that terrorizes me. This is a reminder you lost. Jesus won. That's why we have songs of God on the air. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Are you glad you're saved this morning? Oh, you didn't shout like it. I said, are you glad you're saved this morning? Listen. I said it, and I'm going to say it again. This is the one celebration that gives Satan the most grief. He don't care so much about Christmas. This is the celebration. If the church knew what we were doing, this is where we give the greatest shout. This is where he lost. Think about it. The Bible says without the resurrection, we're all still unsaved. We are yet in our sins. But because he came out of that grave, we are sons of God on the earth. That's why our shout must be the greatest today. Lord, we celebrate Jesus this morning. We celebrate his resurrection. Thank you, Lord, for his obedience. Thank you, Lord, for his sacrifice. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy towards us. Because of him, give us joy this morning that we may celebrate accurately. May the joy of our salvation explode in this house. Thank God we are saved. We are saved. We are saved. We are saved. Because he came out of that grave. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the Pharisees and the high priest paid the people to say that the disciples came and stole his body. And they said, the Bible says that that saying was repeated unto this day. Okay, now, when you read unto this day in the Bible, he's not talking about today. He's talking about unto the day that thing was written. They took money to deny the resurrection. And you and I don't know that Satan is still offering us things so we can deny the resurrection. But this morning, you're going to say, mm-mm. Even where you took something, hey, Satan, I'm giving it back. Hallelujah. Come on, who am I talking to? You're going to give him back whatever that belongs to him you took. And this morning you're going to join the angels of God and all true sons of God to celebrate the resurrection. Hallelujah. They were singing that song, "You have rescued my life, and I am not going back." Hallelujah. Is that your testimony this morning? I was praying, I said, "Lord, let this be a joyful celebration." Because we know what we are celebrating. We don't come to church because it's Easter. We are here every week. Some of us are here Sundays, Wednesdays, Fridays. Hallelujah. But this morning we are remembering that the devil lost and can never come back. He has no way to reclaim this mandate. Jesus won it forever. Woo! Hallelujah. This is your greatest celebration, your greatest joy. That's why you can use his name and demons will obey you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for these beautiful banners this morning. God loves banners. Hallelujah. I don't know if I'm remembering it correctly, which the Lord our banner. Is it not Jehovah? What is it? Jehovah Nissi. Said the Lord our banner. God loves banners. That is, remember during the celebration? He said, "Where's the celebration?" Eh? He said, "Where's the celebration?" He said, "What is he talking about?" He said, "Where are the banners?" We had to call the printer early that morning. We designed this. I woke up the lady about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. By 6 o'clock, these things were heading to the printer. God loves banners. You hold it up. Hallelujah. Hey! Glory. That's why the early church started wearing the fish and wearing different things to give testimony that I belong to Jesus. But I'm saying this morning we have one better than all of that. I don't need a banner. I don't need to wear a fish. All you need to do is look me in the eye. You see life. You see hope. I am resurrected. Testimony that Jesus Christ is alive. God allows a measure of his glory during services because he wants the word to enter you. But if he wants to show more of his power, we won't be able to have service. Amen. You saw what happened. I just walked on stage and all the singers fell out. If that happens to the congregation, then what will I do? And I would just sit here and wait for you to wake up. So he allows measures of this. But he has shown me clearly that this is what will be happening to shut up all these false gods up in these last days. He said 100,000 people will fall out under the power of God. You will remember I told you these things. You know what happened to the disciples? That's what happens to us. Jesus kept telling them the things that will happen. And then they never heard it. He said, "We're going up to Jerusalem. These high priests, you see, they're sinners. They will deliver me into the hands of the Gentiles. And they will crucify me." He said, "On the third day, I will rise again." So when it happened, they were traumatized. I keep telling you these things. And when I give you my testimonies, you give this tappy clap. I said, "Okay, I have to raise the dead every week for you to get excited." I don't know what it would take.
Amen.
I don't know what it would take. But God said, "You take a few boxes of groceries and sit it in the middle of the stadium and give me thanks and I will multiply it."
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said, "It would take tractor trailers to carry the overage out." He said, "Everybody in the stadium will get boxes of food
and you use tractor trailers. He said, a nation will be saved in one day. Yeah. When they behold my miracles. Woo! Hallelujah. So the revival of this last day will not be in talking. So it will be in glory and power demonstrations. Amen. You see what I tell you? The secular humanists, Muslims, all these people making noise. They will not run. Because when the gods collide, that's when you discover that Jesus Christ is Lord. They will all bow in submission.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm so full, I don't know if I can preach to you. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. For he is risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples, tell his knuckleheads, that he is risen from the dead. Behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. See, I said, when you got a message, you run.
Amen.
And they departed quickly from the sepulcher with fear and great joy. And did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. Come on, let me hear it one more time.
All hail.
Louder.
All hail.
And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Amen.
Amen.
First of all, I want to thank God that our name is Resurrection.
Amen.
Because the name tells you what the thing is.
Yes.
And that's a spirit behind the name.
Amen. Yes, it is.
That's why I can pronounce by faith, you will never die here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't care what happens. I don't care what you get into. The resurrection is stronger
Amen.
Than death.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. He just said to me, many of you didn't understand what I said. This is not a pep talk. I'm giving you mysteries. Amen. He said, resurrection is stronger than death. Because resurrection is the only thing higher than death. Amen. Because when a man dies, he's done. But resurrection power can come upon him and the dead will rise.
Yeah. Glory.
Why would you believe that one day Jesus will raise you from the dead? And you don't believe him that he can raise you now. You should know that that's what the celebration is. That no matter where you've lost, you came to this service to hear that you have won. That the Savior that came out of the grave will cause you to rise. And I decree by my faith, rise! I feel a roar in my spirit, hallelujah. Rise!
Hallelujah!
Glory to God!
Glory!
Hey!
Hallelujah! Woo!
Man, it's not only the singers that will be excited. I'm be excited too. You better be excited. Hallelujah. You better shout that death is passed from you. And that you get life eternal. You get Zoe. You get a shout that no angel can shout. Watch. What we don't recognize is that when Jesus was crucified and buried, in the mind of the Jews, they got rid of him. Satan thought he had won. You need to understand these things. I was telling my leaders, we started ministry 20 years ago, but it was only, I don't know, it was 10 years ago, 7 years ago, when we started understanding resurrection. Amen. So now somebody will tell you, you know, okay, they sang, but it's not resurrection. Yeah. Or they preach, but it's not resurrection. Yeah. Or the way you watch the way the person is acting, they say, that's not resurrection. Amen. They're acting that way because they have not been resurrected. You see, when you finally understand what resurrection is, hallelujah, that's when your shout gets right. That's when your faith gets right. Because it doesn't matter what Satan may have accomplished, there is resurrection. The dead will rise, the cripple will walk, the depressed shall shout joy!
Hallelujah!
That's resurrection!
Hallelujah.
Resurrection is not that you don't have problems. Resurrection is that you have problems, but he came and overcame for you!
Glory! Thank you, Lord!
He is risen! Watch. You need to learn from the text how God makes up his jewels, even though he don't give up on you.
Amen.
Watch. Amen. All the disciples went through the trauma, but the trauma was coming from the fact that they didn't pay attention to what he said.
Amen. Come on now.
Amen.
And church folks have been known through the years to shout in church, but don't retain anything. And as soon as Satan puts a thought in your mind, here you go again.
Amen.
Go picking up what you left. That's why I keep telling you, your pain is your crowning.
Amen.
If you worship God with it.
Amen.
When I see you bitter about what you've gone through, I say it's because you're blind. You don't know that you went through that to become who you are.
Amen.
And the reason who you are hasn't manifested is because you're still bitter about what you went through. But when you start worshiping God, that in spite of what you went through, you are still here in your right mind. You still got a shout. God routed you to resurrection. He's taking chains off of you. He took drugs from you. He took harlotry from you. Hey, what you talking about? You have a reason. Are you shouting yet? Are you praising yet? We're not talking about the miracles yet to come. We are saying he's already done enough for you to have a shout. You just have to remember from whence he brought you. You have to remember the things he's already walked you through. Hallelujah. You know, that scripture in Peter that told us that we are lively stones is the same one that said we're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation. And then, to abbreviate, I go to the end. He says, what is the purpose for him choosing us? He said that we should show forth his praise. Watch, he didn't say that we should sing forth his praise, but we should demonstrate it, manifest it. Show it. Prove it. Hallelujah. I love what Joyce Meyer said. He said, we are trophies of his grace. We are lives messed up, and his grace came and made something beautiful. When I see that woman preaching, that's all she does. Nobody's pressuring her to work a miracle. She don't pray for anybody. She just gets up and talks. And thousands of people gather to hear her. She has more money than anybody I know of. She never raises any money. God, it's an amazing thing. God has paid her double, triple, quadruple for all her sufferings and pain. Most people that went through what she went through have ended up killing themselves or insane asylum or some craziness. But God made a powerful international ministry out of her pain. Your crowning is here. You've suffered enough. You just need a tweaking of your attitude. Yeah? You just need to start shouting and praising God. Hallelujah. Ooh, and chains will break off of you. He is risen. But watch. Why were the disciples traumatized? It's in the message. It wasn't because Jesus was crucified. That's what they thought. They were traumatized because when he was speaking to them, they didn't hear it. Why are you so deeply wounded? Why is it that what happened to you is the end of the world? Because when God was trying to prepare you for it, you were not paying attention. You didn't even remember what was preached in church. You didn't even remember what you heard when you were praying. That's why you are caught of God. So stop being angry and stop today and repent. Call the number 770-994-3777. Let prayer ministers agree with you. Come out of that mess. Stop praising God. He is risen. And he will rise for you. He's risen. He will resurrect everything that has died. He is risen. He will deliver you from the clutches of the enemy. He is risen. He will restore your shout. Ooh, I remember years ago, things were so difficult, so tough. I was so down. And I got a text message from this friend. I was their best man in their wedding. And we were not really particularly close before they drafted me. And it was such a huge step of faith because this was my days of $300 a month. I actually rented a car and drove to New York for their wedding. That one text message was enough reward for my investment. She said that she was praying that morning and God told her to give me that word. And that's why in Isaiah he says, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Woo! I came alive. I didn't know God was practicing resurrection on me. I came alive. I came out swinging. That Sunday was a blowout ministry opportunity for me. All that weight got off of me. Are you paying attention to what he has said?
That's why the disciples were traumatized. He kept telling them, we're going to Jerusalem. I'm going to be betrayed into the hands of the Gentiles. They're going to crucify me, and I'm going to be buried. On the third day, I'll rise again. They didn't hear any of it. And so when it happened, he wasted them. They got together, you know, hiding in the house, terrified and afraid, until he walked in with all the doors shut. He said, peace be unto you. Glory to God. Yeah, may he come through that wall today. May he come through your own darkness, into your own satanic barricade, and speak to you, and you will come alive. How many times have I been alone going through something, and God will just show up through the Lord Jesus by the Holy Ghost? I got to go. I'm way over time. But resurrection is for you this week. You will not remain the same. And make it a point that you will be a resurrection house for all nations this Sunday to celebrate resurrection. We love you. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
If you believe it, come on and shout to him. If you believe it, come on and shout to him.